Well, Standard Bank has been battling against shareholder activists, where Just Share and its partner organizations have been calling on shareholders to vote against the election of Standard Bank's fossil fuel-tied directors because they're conflicted on climate change resolutions. Standard Bank CEO Sim Tshabalala joins me now. Thanks so much, Sim, for joining us this evening. So there are significant points being raised by activists right at the top. Seven members of the Standard Bank board have links to fossil fuel. And Just Share and 13 climate justice NGOs are urging the bank's shareholders to vote against their re-election at the bank's AGM on the 26th. Why are you against that proposal being tabled?
Alicia, first of all, Standard Bank believes in the King IV rules, which bind all South African listed companies. And as you know, directors, in terms of those rules, are required to take full account of environmental, social, and governance impacts of their company's actions. And indeed, we would suggest that the Standard Bank Group's record of environmental sustainability amounts to convincing evidence that we consistently act within the four corners of those principles.
Surely, though, there's merit some in the argument that a conflict would arise if directors are tied to fossil fuels, you know, that it would prop up a potential red flag in relation to that conflict.
So directors, Alicia, are obliged to always act with integrity within the context of acting in good faith and in the best interest of the organization and avoid conflicts of interest. And act ethically beyond mere legal compliance. And all our directors have consistently done that over the years with distinction. Let me just speak to you a little bit about the relevant principles here. The group approaches social and environmental and governance issues on the basis of its five strategic value drivers. The main one that is relevant here is social and environmental impact. And we have just issued our report to society as well as our environmental and social governance report, where we speak about our commitment as a group to climate change, following the principles that are appropriate given ESG. And we also specify in that document the number of successes that Standard Bank has had in environmental and climate change. So, for example, would you be surprised to hear that 86% of our total underwriting of energy transactions since 2012 has been to green energy? We've just established a sustainable bond framework, and we've raised $200 million by way of green bond issues. And those proceeds are going to be used for water efficiency projects, green building projects, and so forth. We've underwritten 40% of the continent's green bonds, for example, 500 million rand for South Africa's Cure schools, 611 million rand for a Nairobi-based property developer, which has designed green certified student accommodation.
Okay, so those are some of the avenues that you are pursuing, Sim. Let's take a look at the instance where, you know, in 2019, Standard Bank became the first South African company to table shareholder-proposed climate change resolutions at its AGM. In 2020, after engaging with the bank, we had Just Share with others formally co-filing another resolution asking the bank to extend its coal financing policies to include positions on oil and gas financing as well. Why was the outcome different?
So again, as a responsible corporate citizen, we have to make sure that we are looking after and balancing the interests of the various stakeholders, which have got legitimate claims and demands upon us. First of all, there's society. Secondly, there's our clients. Third, there's our regulators. Fourth, there is NGOs and interest groups. There are communities, there's the labor movement, and indeed there are future generations whose interests we as responsible executives have to take care of right now. Secondly, in that context, we speak to all stakeholders, including the ones you are alluding to in this conversation, and we remain engaged with them. We agree on some things, we disagree on others. because after all, these are matters about which reasonable people can disagree. We are at the moment working on the task force on climate-related finance disclosures, and we are also working on financing of thermal coal, LNG, and the policies and the standards that are pertinent to each of those product lines. In due course, we will be reporting as is appropriate, and we want to make sure that our reports are done with integrity and are of world best practice.
Yeah.
We're busy going through the science related to all of these reports, and we're consulting all the relevant stakeholders. And at the appropriate time, we will make the announcement.
Yeah, as all of this plays itself out, Standard Bank's often been cited as one of the biggest oil and gas lenders in sub-Saharan Africa. What kind of exposure do you have when it comes to, lending to fossil fuel companies operating in that space, your oil and gas exposure specifically?
We have exposures that are consistent with an entity such as ours, which intermediates the real economy on the African continent. And in executing our tasks and our jobs, we take account of the company's own values, as well as the principles that I was referring to under King 4, and also the Paris Agreement, which is quite specific about the duties of developing and developed countries. We're a financial institution operating on the continent, and we take heart in the principles set out in Article 4.1 and 4.4. Where it is recognized that over time, you have to take account of the developmental stage at which your country is at as you work towards a climate-neutral environment. And we're committed to following that path in a responsible way, having regard to the demands that we face from society. As we transition, Alicia, you will recognize that there are transition risks that we have to take account of. Mm. And we have to work through those transition risks in a systematic way. In fact, at Standard Bank, we've introduced, amongst other things, a process in our lending practices that makes sure that we go through environmental assessments prior to entry into transactions, and then we do due diligence because we recognize environmental and social risks has been so important in our business.
Yeah.
Over time, we will contribute as a responsible citizen to the reduction of carbon emissions.
Okay. So would you over time consider having an activist nominated for election by shareholders to Standard Bank's board?
The board of Standard Bank has to be a board which is able to act as stewards within the context of King 4, with people that have got an understanding of the industrial, the social, the economic, and environmental issues that we are confronted with, the most appropriately qualified people who are able to act within the best interests of the company are obviously looked at all the time.
Let's leave it there. Sim, thanks so much for having joined us online this evening. That, of course, Standard Bank CEO, Sim Tshabalala.